This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's the morning mess. Back with your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Susie?
Morning!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Susie. We hear you need some revenge on your guy, Greg.
Yeah. So my husband, Greg, we've been married for 3 years and I love him, but I'm like a plant lady and always teases me about my plants. And I know like people kind of gotten into plants a little bit more in the last couple of years, but like I've always been into plants. So I would say I have maybe like 100 plants.
Oh, 100 plants.
Damn.
I mean, all different sizes. Some are big, some are small. But plants are good. Like, they give you oxygen. Plants are good.
Yes, you have very good air quality in your home, girl. Yes.
Yes. So I like to gift some of the ladies in my neighborhood with plants because I love them so much and I want them to love them just as much. But my husband, he's not with it. He's not feeling it. He doesn't like that I give the ladies the plants. So he thought it would be funny to text some of the husbands of the ladies that I give the plants to and tell them to hide the wives' plants.
What?
Yes. Like, isn't that insane? So he calls the husbands and tells them to hide the plants that I give the ladies.
Oh!
Why?
Yeah.
Like, as a prank?
I think it's just to mess with me. So I started noticing some of my plants disappearing. And I'm like, what's happening here? So I found 3 of my plants in my trunk yesterday, almost dead.
Oh, I was just going to ask.
The plants are your husband.
Oh, he's going to be dead too if I can.
What the hell?
So after all of this is said and done, what did you say to your husband after that?
So I told him if I find any more of my plants missing, like, we're going to have a problem.
Okay. Well, you know what, Miss Thing? We are here to ruin your husband's morning. What do you have in your mind to get him back with a crank call here?
I was thinking maybe you guys can call and say that you are our local plant delivery guy.
Okay.
And you're going to send 150 plants.
What?
And he is going to freak out.
So I'm going to be like, pretend that I'm delivering 150 plants?
Yes, you're the delivery guy, and you have an order. It's 150 plants that's coming. They're non-refundable. They have to come.
Oh, my God.
And considering that you have 100 plants in your home already, this is going to be something believable but alarming for your husband.
We have so many plants. He'll probably think like I've lost my mind ordering that many plants. But yes, I got to get him back for this. I definitely got to get him back.
Okay. I just need his number, and I'm here to ruin your man's day, even though I'm with him on this one.
No, you're not killing plants, okay? He's a plant murderer.
That's
we got to get him back.
That's true. All right, Susie, I just need his number, and I'll ruin his morning, okay?
Okay, guys.
All right, your favorite prank call's up next, Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. In the middle of Nacho's Revenge, your favorite prank calls, we spoke to Susie, who is done with her husband. I guess he pulled a little prank on her. She has become a plant lady. She buys a lot of plants. Mm-hmm. So much so, she said she's up to about 100 plants at the house. But I will say that she's gifting them to the neighborhood wives and girls on the block because she wants them to love them just as much as she does.
Exactly. She wants the whole neighborhood to have clean air.
That part. Susie's on the line right now. Your husband decided he wanted to play a prank on you and convince convince all the husbands in the neighborhood to start having these plants disappear or hide them from their wives?
Yes, which is insane. He's hiding my plants. He has the husbands in the neighborhood hiding their wives' plants.
This is hilarious to me, by the way. You know what's crazy? Because my wife has about 30-some plants. I know if I just misplaced or put two away, she would know that there's two missing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. As plant ladies, we know.
Yeah, they're your plant babies, and you can't have one missing. You can't have any missing.
No, you're right, girl. They're living things. You're right. They're living organisms.
Thank you, Anish.
And you had said to us that he'd stuffed them in the trunk and three of them or whatever were dying. And that's why you deserve to get revenge. He's a plant murderer.
Yes, he hid three of my plants in the trunk. Like, after that, like, I've just had it. Like, I have to get him back.
All right. So your idea was for me to be a delivery man delivering more plants, specifically about 150 plants to your residence to freak out your husband, right?
Yes, he is going to freak.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Greg, please?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, Greg, this is Nacho. Nacho with two O's from I Plant Stand You, Plant Shop. So I'm calling to confirm that you are home to receive your delivery.
A delivery of what?
What do you mean, delivery of what? Plants, silly. My goodness, Gregory.
I didn't order plants.
It says here I have 150 assorted plants ready to deliver. Can I confirm your payment information, please, Gregory?
Excuse me, how many plants?
150.
I did not order 150 plants.
Yes, you did. It says right here.
No, I don't want them.
You must take them. Take it, please.
I want my money back. Who ordered
what? Plants? I'm sorry, sir, but it's non-refundable, and we already told the plants that they have a new home. We cannot disappoint the plants. They get sad. Nothing sadder than the pressed daffodil, Gregory.
I have to walk through plants to get into my room, okay? Listen, I don't want plants.
My God, you need to stop. The plants are going to hear you. I will not let you speak to them that way, sir. The hell is your problem? I plant stand you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're not delivering any plants to my house.
Yes, I am. I'm on my way.
If you come to my house with 150 plants, I'm calling the cops.
Listen, $3,750 will be charged to the card ending in 3557. Is that your card?
I do not approve that purchase, okay?
Yes, you did. Remember that?
How did you get my credit card number?
From the phone? Listen, online you confirm it's been paid. No refunds. Tap, tap, no take backs. That's it, Greg, okay? Remember that?
I did not order 150 plants.
Yes, you did.
This is fraud.
No, this is Nacho.
I'm calling the police right now.
What are you going to tell the police? Arrest me for my plants' indecent exposure to sunlight? What are you talking about here, Gregory?
I'm going to take the plants when you get here, and I'm going to stick them up your ass. How about that?
But it's not Friday yet.
Listen, pal.
What?
If you come to my house, there's going to be a major problem, okay?
Listen, I spoke to the plants, Greg, and they're very excited to branch out into their new home. So, say it with me, Greg. Yes.
True you, pal.
But it's not Friday yet. Say it with me. Say yes.
Bring the plants over. Let's see what you got.
So I'm 10 minutes away from your house now, Greg, and I will need your help to unloading that truck of 150 plants, okay?
I need to call my wife because this isn't right. It's not okay.
Ah, yes, your wife. She's so nice. She's a regular, the I Plant Stand You plant shop.
Yeah, unfortunately, she is.
I thought she was single, though. She never wears her ring.
What? She doesn't wear her ring?
No, and I see her always making little flirty eyes with me. I think she wants me to photosynthesize. Yes!
Now I'm going to kick your ass. How about that?
Okay. You're going to kick my ass?
Yeah, don't talk about my wife, okay?
All right, what?
You, okay? I'm waiting outside.
Okay, I'm going to be waiting inside. What?
They just got weird. Greg!
Yeah. What?
We're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. So your wife, Susie's on the line. She put us up to this prank call.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Babe, are you kidding me?
Babe, I know that you've been kidnapping my plants.
There's too many of them.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.